Learning how to play a stringed instrument like a violin or cello isn't easy. It takes time. It also takes time to learn how to teach young students how to play, a process that has to start early. A relatively new partnership between the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and Lincoln Public Schools is giving music education majors a big jump start to their careers and is also giving young string students valuable instruction.
Welcome back to String Project. We have today's rehearsal. We have Monday and we have Wednesday, and all of those are going to be big rehearsals like this, and then we play our concert. So let's get started.
With her baton in hand, Dottie Ladman is in a familiar place. She taught strings in Lincoln Public Schools for 27 years, and even though she's officially retired, she's still teaching.
D scale, pepperoni pizza, we're going to start with this group over here.
Ladman is the master teacher for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and Lincoln Public Schools String Project. It's a program that helps music education majors at UNL's Glencorf School of Music learn how to teach strings in elementary schools. Today's class includes 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders from across the district. They're rehearsing at Park Middle School.
The most important things you can teach are at the very, very beginning. And if you get that right, then the rest of their string playing career is going to be easy. If you don't get that beginning right, then their future teachers are going to be having to fix things all along.
Ladman says the same holds true for future teachers. There are 7 UNL music education majors circulating through the room, making corrections and giving advice to young students. She says practical experience goes a long way.
You can talk in a classroom about managing your classroom, about teaching vibrato, about teaching fingerings, about teaching playing position, but to actually have a third grader in front of you and you go to say something and it doesn't resonate with that third grader and you have to figure out a different way to teach it. They're finding out that they have to know lots of different ways to teach any particular skill or any particular concept so that they can reach each student wherever that student is.
Playing position.
The String Project in Lincoln started in 2015 and is part of a larger national consortium that includes 40 teaching sites. There's also a String Project program at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. It's a way to get more music majors interested in teaching strings. The number of unfilled string teacher jobs has grown steadily nationwide over the past decade.
It's one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done in my life.
In between adjusting bows and tuning up instruments, UNL music education major Christian Sherman has a chance to reflect.
It really is fun to see, you know, kids' eyes light up. They can finally play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You know, they're like, I know that. And then, you know, they start to sing along with it and it's a very special moment.
Across the room, UNL junior Melissa Serb is helping 2 students with the correct playing position. She has a background in harp, but also played the violin in elementary school. She knows it's not easy.
If I, you know, struggled with it when I was younger, you know, I have to find ways to help them learn how to do this and not get frustrated. But it has definitely helped me become a better teacher, and this is what I decided that I want to teach beginning strings when I graduate, so because of this program.
When I play violin, I feel like I can just feel the music.
Third grader Casey Harriman's violin is almost as big as she is, but that's not slowing her down. She's one of 80 students in the String Project this semester.
I've been playing it for about a year. I'm getting way better.
Hi, I am Alex, and I am in the 3rd year Beethoven Orchestra in String Project. It's actually really fun.
Alex Delgado is 11 years old and also plays violin. His favorite part of the String Project?
That at my school that I need to have a certain amount of practice minutes, and this takes care of most of it, so I don't have to practice that much.
Motives aside, kids like Casey and Alex are able to start strings a year earlier than they would have been able to in the Lincoln School District's regular strings program. The UNL LPS String Project also allows homeschooled students and students from area parochial schools to join the program. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. Dr. Karen Becker is the founding director of the String Project in Lincoln, and also a professor of cello at the Glencorf School of Music. She says the mission is simple.
We want the arts to continue. We want orchestras to thrive and bands and choirs and professional ensembles, and for people to want to attend concerts and support, and not only attend, but maybe at some point down the road to participate, to be a member of, for example, Lincoln Symphony Orchestra.
For today, if your bow is in the air and you're going to play Lightly Row, stay standing. If you're not playing Lightly Row, sit.
As Dottie Ladman teaches, she knows she's fortunate. The retirement thing is working out pretty well.
Third and fourth and fifth graders are the kind that come running up to you and hug you and say, oh, hi, and thank you, and things like that. And so I love it. I couldn't think of a better retirement job for myself.
It's a job that's helping future Nebraska musicians and future music teachers come together for a common goal. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.